Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Today's show rocks with Donnie Baker, an 82 old bodybuilder, and hula hoop record. It's all coming up right after this.
With us in the studio, one of our favorite comedians, a guy named Jim Gaffigan.
I'm moving a little slow this morning. I have to admit, I had a Hot Pocket for dinner last night. I've never really eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I was like, I think I'm going to die. Did I pay for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Really see the Hot Pocket on the menu when you go out to dinner.
That's true.
Let's see, I will have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Our specials, we have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave, and that comes with a side of Pepto. Is your Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen, but it can be served boiling lava hot. Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth. Everything will taste like rubber for a month. Hot Pocket. There's the vegetarian Hot Pocket for those of us that don't want to eat meat but still would like diarrhea. Hot Pocket. Should just come with a roll of toilet paper. Diarrhea Pocket. The lean pocket. I don't even want to know what's in there.
Yeah, they're lean pockets.
Imagine the directions. Take out a box, place directly in toilet. Lean pocket. Recently, they introduced the breakfast Hot Pocket.
I was not aware of that.
Finally.
Oh, yes. The breakfast Hot Pocket, sure.
I can't think of a better way to start the day. You know, good morning. You're about to call in sick. Hot Pocket. Now you can have a Hot Pocket for breakfast, a Hot Pocket for lunch, and be dead by dinner. Dead Pocket. I love that song. You think they worked hard on that jingle? What do you got so far, Bill? Hot Pocket.
That's good. That's good. That's catchy. Not as good as your By Menon, but it's good.
Menon. It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra. And we are once again in the Napa Auto Parts studios. It's great to be here. We got a lot going on. We've got many, many things to catch up with.
Many, many stories.
Yeah, but no.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donald.
So LeBron James is farting on his fans now.
Isn't it sad? That's the true Oklahoma Thunder.
Let me get this straight. So he farted, mm-hmm. passed on an autograph, and then traveled in a getaway car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty sure that's his first triple-double in about 3 years. Oh. Swear to God.
Nice.
What a certified dick. I don't remember Jordan dropping ass in public.
No.
Although, if they were SBDs, that might finally explain Scottie Pippen's face.
I think we're done, Donnie. That's your closer. That is strong.
Hey, you guys ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Kind of, sort of, getting ready.
How about you?
I love it. I love it because we live in a great country, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where else could you have MVPs of farts, stupid cat memes, and porn hubs all on the same internet?
USA, USA.
Well, anyways, I heard people are saying what they're thankful for on the internet, so I figured I'd do the same, but I'm just going to say mine out loud.
Okay, go ahead. Love to hear.
Intended, you know? And I'm first off, I'm thankful I'm in Facebook jail again.
Oh, are you?
Again?
I ain't got to look at all that BS for a month. Yeah. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care about your sister's problems. Unless she's got daddy issues, she's easy to bag and takes it in the boot. Oh, and don't tell me about your dogs. your cat or your kids, state law.
Okay.
I got a rescue calico, but little Aiden's allergic to him and needs an inhaler to be a rattling magnet. So what? Everybody's got a stray cat, you know? Rescue a hippo, then brag about it.
Yeah.
That'd be something.
Here are some other things that I'm thankful for.
Okay.
I'm thankful that my most annoying family members live out of state, and they ain't got a car or enough money for bus fare.
Good.
I'm thankful for Mr. Wellmans, who lives across the street now, and thankful he bought a 75-inch plasma.
Nice.
Mm.
But he can't afford curtains for the living room. I'm also thankful for his new wife, Monica, who's fire ass hot and likes to watch Storage Wars butt-naked. Swear to God. I'd like to pop the lock on her shed. Back to my thankfulness.
Shed. Lock on her shed.
I'm happy that the food I take to work in my lunchbox is less crappy than the stuff I used to eat regular.
Really? Oh, good.
Well, I basically lived on bologna sandwiches for 12 years before I moved up to Spam.
Uh-huh.
So Spam's way more classy.
It is.
If you mix it with Worcestershire, it's like eating Salisbury steak.
I had no idea.
I'm also thankful most of my underwear ain't got holes in them no more.
Really?
I got a question for you. How do we even get holes in our underwear anyway?
I don't know. I've always wondered that.
Is someone sharpening or spiking our pubes while we sleep or something?
Good question.
Not bragging, but I'm also thankful to finally got a small savings account.
Good.
It's in the ashtray of my truck, but it's growing.
Sure.
And finally, I'm thankful to be healthy, well-built, good-looking, and smart with a great weekend plan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. That ain't me saying it. Those are the words from my mom, Phyllis.
Oh.
And it's time for all of us to be more thankful and kind and generous.
True, Donnie.
So,
you're right.
I'll say it like this. Pay it forward.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you're listening in that red Honda Prelude with expired plates, I'm in the truck behind you at pump three. Sign off the gas and get me 3 scratchers. I got you.
Thank you, Donnie.
Bye, Donnie.
What are you thankful for? Thank you very much, Donnie Baker. Now, when we last left you, we were discussing the world of sports with Chick McGee.
A break-in suspect apparently picked the wrong house after allegedly attempting to burglarize the home of an 82-year-old bodybuilder, Ms. Willie Murphy of Rochester, New York, MS, period, said she was getting ready for bed when she heard a man banging on her door
the
past week. The man reportedly acted like he was injured in hopes of gaining entry, but when Murphy refused, he broke in through her door. Murphy, an award-winning bodybuilder who can still deadlift 225 pounds, said she picked up a table and went to work on him.
Nice!
What she said.
82 years old.
Look at that grandma, man.
Have you seen her?
Yeah,
absolutely. She's got some
guns
arms
on her.
Yeah, I mean, her face still looks
good. She then...
Wait a minute.
She's 82.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's a fellow woman. Josh.
Yeah.
Fellow woman, you want to take that for me?
Technically, by definition, you can't be a fellow.
Okay, thank you very much for helping me. I really appreciate that. She's a lady, just like you.
Whoa.
You can't be too old to be a badass. She's great.
No, you can't, but I'm just...
Some jackass tries to break in. She starts beating the guy.
Yeah.
She's beating him with the table.
She has muscles, but she still has... it just looks strange. Just all I'm saying is it just looks strange.
She then jumped the suspect, covered him in shampoo.
All right. Makes him slippery. Sure.
And hit him with a broom.
She's a smart lady.
Oh, I like it.
The article I read says she was beating him with the table and the table started breaking into pieces.
Wow.
Then she squirted shampoo in his face.
I say the burglar should press charges on this man.
There's
woman.
A chance to hit the burglar.
Great. You know, if I were the judge, that burglar would be spending Christmas in prison
for
a couple of years. Loser.
Good for this woman. This is great.
Officers responding to the scene wanted to take selfies with her.
I bet.
There you go.
Well, when this guy does get to jail,
man,
what are his cellmates going to say? So what happened to you? Beating up an 85-year-old woman? Well, we know who's going to be a vagina boy tonight.
Look, everybody's got to be vagina boy. Tonight's your night, all right?
Who's vagina boy's sidekick to?
Well,
I'm well.
Everything that's popped into my head is.
Yeah,
I cannot say.
I had four.
Me too.
Sodom man.
Let's go with Sodom man.
This is great. This lady's look. There's the picture of her. Yeah, she's a awesome. Badass. Look at those arms.
she has biceps that I can only dream of having.
82 years old. This is the Home Alone reboot we need.
Yeah.
Have her kick the ass of those guys.
Yeah, she doesn't need micro machines or paint cans.
Have her break in and get Kevin. That's what I say.
No. You think Kevin deserved it?
Cover Kevin in shampoo, right?
Maybe. See, let's try this one. The burglar has fallen and he can't get up. Now, do you know what that reference is? Young Jess?
Yes, I do. It's from a commercial from
Which
my
one?
Childhood. Life Alert? Life.
Oh, yeah. I think it is Life Alert. Yeah.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I think
up.
It was, yeah. The thing you wear and you press the button. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it say where she works out?
Let's see. It doesn't say.
I'm your house? Learn to fight at the YMCA. How does that go? How does that dance go?
All I got to say is
that was weird.
That what you just did has to be.
If you're not a VIP member, watching Tom attempt the YMCA.
I got a bad arm.
Don't anybody help him.
This 82-year-old can deadlift 225 pounds.
Okay, that's all well and good.
That's my goal weight.
Can you do the YMCA dance?
YMCA.
Oh, that's how you do the M like this.
M like this.
I can't do it in a Q. I think. Yeah. You know, you could go get me some coffee. Or something.
You're living. Yeah, you were at the QRL ampersand.
Oh, you were. My right arm only goes. My right arm only goes the size.
Then why did you even try?
Your excuses are your own.
How do you do the C?
Ellipsis smiley face.
See.
Then how do you do the A?
A.
This is like the. I can't do that. My arm. What a stupid idea. Thanks, Pat.
Can we start that? Is that a thing now? Anytime anything goes wrong.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Yep. Always Pat's fault.
It is the new catchphrase. Yeah. Thanks, Pat. Thanks a lot, Pat. Good job.
Well, anyway, so.
How you liking that new Nissan, chick?
Thanks, Pat.
So did...
Goodbye, Pat.
I'm just kind of wondering, how did she happen to have the shampoo right there?
I don't know. It was standing... She said, when I read the article, it was sitting on the table.
Okay, so
and
maybe
she came back from the store, someone put it on the table, but she poured it in his face.
It's very Home Alone-like.
Sure.
Between pounding the guy, breaking up the table, and squirting the shampoo in his face.
She did admit, though, she can deadlift 225 pounds. She had a hard time dragging him out of her house.
And then dragged him out of her
house. Yeah, she dragged him out of the house.
I love her. Love her.
I do, too. Yeah. She's a badass.
Should have squirted him with lighter fluid, set him on fire. Now we got a story.
Well.
Hey. Sounds like they're grilling out at grandma's tonight. Whoa. Oh, no. She just set a guy on fire.
That was extreme.
No. Just burned a man to death.
Yeah, that's a little much.
You want her to kill this guy in a bloody fashion, don't you?
I'm not pro-criminal.
You know what?
This guy's trying to prey on an 82-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Whatever
Maybe
happens to him.
This guy is a former comedy songwriter down on his luck. You don't know.
Going in the wrong house, perhaps.
Going in the wrong house. Know. Didn't know what house he was going into. Could you help a fellow songwriter down on his luck?
Wouldn't you like to see her in a remake of Death Wish? Another remake where she's the old lady cleaning up the streets.
Yeah.
And the catchphrase is leather, rinse, repeat.
Thanks, Pat. Hey, that was good, though.
No, that would be. That would,
Thanks, Pat.
That
That's
would
how
be,
you say it.
If it was, what was the show in Miami where the guy always had
Miami
the,
Vice?
No,
CSI Miami.
CSI where.
Oh, right, yeah.
David Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he beat the crap out of her several times. Yep, did it twice. Lather, rinse, repeat. I think that worked.
Hey, John, this is Caruso and his partner talking.
Okay, ready? Right? Go ahead.
They're laughing?
I heard she really beat him up and covered him in shampoo. Head and shoulders? Oh, she beat him up everywhere.
Much better.
I like
that. The phrasing's a little off.
Yeah, but considering we didn't have a lot of time to bake that one in the easy-bake joke oven, I think it's okay. Okay. No, I don't feel any sympathy for this jackass. Guy's praying on 82-year-old.
This woman is a menace. She should be thrown in jail.
No, she should not.
The menace.
Pay-per-view, her boxing you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
$100
Yes. It's going to be one round before the EMTs are called.
You know, I've waited for years to beat up an old woman. You know that.
There's a lot of pent-up aggression there.
A lot of memories. You know that.
All right. Yeah, we can put her in one of your mom's old dresses.
Oh.
White go-go boots.
Wow, that's rough.
That's what he was going for.
Christy, the white go-go boots, then what would she say? Don't hit me, Chicky.
Chicky, don't hit Mama.
Oh, it's Chucky.
Chucky, thanks.
Don't hit Mama.
Well, I didn't want to really hurt him.
Oh, okay, well.
Oh, you guys.
Chucky.
Sorry, let's move on.
I'm not saying anything.
Maybe a palate cleanser.
I tried. Stupid.
Ah.
World.
You did try.
Didn't I try?
Yes, you did.
The company J.C. Bamford Excavators are back with the bigger, well, actually a smaller, faster tractor. That's right. Guinness Book of World Records, the improved version of their tractor managed to hit 150 miles per hour.
Whoa.
No. Is this while plowing?
Stop it.
No.
No. Well, look at the tractor, though. It kind of does look like a little souped-up go-kart.
You know something? I got to tell you, that is super badass.
It is. It's more tractory than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Let's see. The new Fast Track 2 tractor driven by motorbike racer and mechanic Guy Martin, 10% lighter and even more streamlined than Fast Track 1.
Streamlined would be the word.
What did I say? Streamlined?
Mm-hmm.
When we reached 103 miles an hour with Fast Track in the summer, I was convinced we could go even faster. And they have risen to the challenge by setting the new record. It's an amazing achievement. Yada, yada, yada. There you go.
But that's pretty cool, actually.
The world's fastest tractor.
What would you use that for? What do we need it for?
Boy.
Maybe getting out the word on cool tractors.
You want to mow your yard?
I see.
Mow your yard in
17 seconds?
Yes.
Fleeing the still?
It looks like a blown-up Tonka.
It does look like it has even the coloring of it.
Can I do a regional joke?
Sure.
That no one else will get except those of a certain.
Oh, boy.
It's a new tractor record.
I don't see, that's a famous phrase.
At the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yes. Yeah. New track record. Certainly didn't get the warm hugs that it deserved this Thanksgiving. So, all of you.
Did Pat give you that?
Thanks, Pat.
I had nothing to do with it. I said put down the bullhorn.
I saw you slip him the piece of paper.
And in a rare follow-up, because you know how we do things on the show and then never follow up.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. A Chicago woman has indeed crushed the world record for hula hooping.
Oh, she did?
She set it at 100 hours on Saturday. Jenny Doan, the former record.
Jenny, don't lose that number.
Don't lose that record.
Oh.
She just gained the record. How can she
75 hours was the old record set by Aaron Hibbs in Columbus, Ohio.
Very attractive woman. I don't know if you watched any of it. Very sexy, I think.
Donate.
Slow grinding.
I'll have to look. Can you look it up?
Can you show it to Jess? I mean, it's kind of a slow motion, kind of a lot of pelvic thrusting.
Yeah. It's not thrusting. Tom thinks it's sexy. But,
no, it's a subtle hip. It is kind of sexy.
Very
slow moving. It's not some kind of jackhammer pelvic thrusting in some obscene, erotic... dog style. No, it's an erotic. Mm-hmm.
And it's
slow.
It's dog fashion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Christy, you like it like this?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jess.
Sounds a little.
We have a song about this, apparently.
How did she beat it? I want to know. The hula hooper record, darling, tell me so. Is it in her thighs? Oh, no, don't be deceived. Is it in her eyes? A world record's been achieved. If you want to know how she makes the hula hoop go, it's in her hips. That's where it is. Is it in her butt? Oh, no, that's not her thing. Is it in her butt?
It's not her husband's birthday.
Isn't in her arms that doesn't make it swing? Everybody go hoop hoop now. Here, if you wanna know, okay or not? If you wanna know,
where do we go?
Where do the hoops go?
We don't know.
It's in the hit.
Hoop hoop.
If you wanna know how she makes the hula hoop go, it's in her hips.
Hoop hoop
hoop
hoop.
Thanks,
Pat. Where there's no room for the hoops.
We'll work on it. No room for the hoops.
They're in there, but it is kind of tight.
We can. We
well, that's can, what that's what her husband said in his birthday.
We can rehearse that.
Yeah, we can come back.
Great job.
Yeah.
Hey, give me, let's do,
thanks,
a quick, do a quick rewrite and get that thing ready to go.
I thought it was funny.
It was
cute.
Very nice.
What do you want to do, Tom? Add some jokes.
Thanks, God.
Thanks, Tom.
What should we
is
do
there? Is there anything you can't screw up?
Just polishing.
Really?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.